Good morning. With a look at your latest news, I'm Jevy Ebanks. Last week, the police announced that Ivan McField was wanted for violent offences allegedly committed in Bodentown, cautioning the public not to approach him. On Tuesday, the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service apprehended Mr. McField upon his arrival at the courthouse for a previously scheduled matter. The RCIPS transported Mr. McField from the courthouse to the Fairbanks Detention Centre, where he appeared in court via video link. While at the detention center, Mr. McField was reportedly interviewed by the police without the presence of his attorney. Chief Magistrate Angeline Hernandez questioned why Mr. McField was arrested on court premises and then taken to the detention center to appear remotely. It was revealed that following his interview, Mr. McField was offered police bail with conditions consistent with his previous court appearance. Subsequently, Mr. McField was rebailed and is scheduled to make another court appearance later this month. The Cayman Islands National Weather Service shares weather highlights for Grand Cayman in its latest report. Radio Cayman's Felicia Rankin-Solins has the details.
2024 was a warmer than average year, which comes as no surprise. There was a marked increase in average temperature exceeding its 30-year average by 1.3 degrees Fahrenheit. Compared to last year, 2024 was slightly warmer by 0.5 degrees Fahrenheit. This displays a long-term warming trend according to the Cayman Islands National Weather Service. They state over the past decade, there has been a notable rise in temperatures with an increase of about 1.0 degrees Fahrenheit over the period, with 2025 expected to continue this warming trend. 2024 also shows an increasing annual rainfall. 2024's total rainfall was above the 30-year average by 16.7 inches. Over the past decade, there has been a gradual increase in annual rainfall. 2024 recorded the highest total for the period, influenced by significant hurricane activity, which contributed to nearly a quarter of the 2024's total precipitation. I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
Okay, so K-Fest 2025 has wrapped, but you've still got a hankering for another artistic fix. Don't stress. The Cayman National Cultural Foundation has something else in the pipelines. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more.
We're going to have some good music, some good vibes going for ya. Make sure you support local through and...
Last year's K-Fest kicked off with Red Sky at Night. This year, the event is shutting her down. CNCF's Cassandra Shea.
Of course, you know, K-Fest is the Cayman National Festival of the Arts. It is the premier arts and cultural festival that CNCF has been running for almost over 25 years now, so it's been around for quite a while. It's got quite a foundation, and it usually starts off with its anchor event, Red Sky at Night, which is a multidisciplinary arts festival.
And K-Fest will feature 22 days of consecutive programming, and it's, quote, a little bit more collaborative with other organizations across the island, with local artists and performers from several mediums and genres being featured across the festival.
And Red Sky at Night is much loved, and we have the Caymanian Village, which really focuses on a lot of our heritage and our traditional practices. And we'll have a lot of craftspeople out. We'll have a lot of demos on even something like smoke pots or maypole quadrille, like learning these traditional practices and dances that then can be transferred to different generations.
Leading up to Red Sky, which is being headlined by Swanky Kitchen Band, K-Fest will host panel discussions, workshops, even bundling in the Red Boat Experience, a much-loved improv musical performance featuring the traditional Caymanian drum. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
K-Fest 2025 kicks off on the 1st of March and wraps up with Red Sky at Night on the 22nd. For more information on this year's events, head over to artscayman.org. That's your latest news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Now to the BBC for headlines around the world.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. President Zelensky has said Donald Trump lives in a bubble of Russian disinformation after the US leader appeared to blame Kyiv for Moscow's attack on Ukraine and echoed the Kremlin's demands for new elections there. Speaking during a visit by a US special envoy, he also dismissed American demands for $500 billion, saying Washington's assistance only amounted to a fifth of that amount. Hamas says it's prepared to release, in one go, all of its remaining hostages as part of the next phase of the Gaza ceasefire deal, but only if Israel pulls out all its troops from Gaza. It also demanded a deal to end the conflict permanently. Israeli prosecutors have charged five reservists with severely injuring a Palestinian detainee. The soldiers are said to have attacked the man when he was blindfolded and shackled. The United Arab Emirates has rejected US proposals to remove Palestinians from Gaza so that Washington can take over the territory. The comments came during a visit by the US Secretary of State, Marco Rubio. More than 100 sculptures, Benin bronzes, looted in colonial times, are to be returned from the Netherlands to Nigeria, where they're from. Germany has also begun returning the sculptures it holds. BBC News.